This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
Well, this is public radio after all, so I offer you a literary quotation. This one from Dostoevsky, who once said, "The degree of civilization in a society can be judged by entering its prisons."
But what about how a society treats those who are exiting the prisons? Here's Glenn Martin of the Fortune Society, a prisoner support nonprofit.
Many people in the United States believe that you put a person in prison and they go away and you never see them again. And the truth is that 96% of the people in our criminal justice system, the 2.3 million people, are coming home at some point, and they're coming home to many of our communities. And the question is, how do we really want those folks to come home? How do we want them to transition back into the community?
Well, one organization that's tried to ease that transition is Roxbury's Haley House Bakery Cafe.
The cafe is famous for two things. One, hiring the formerly incarcerated, and two, baking up delicious chocolate chip cookies. This week, Haley House celebrates its sixth anniversary.
Radio Boston summer intern Maddie Neufeld made a recent visit.
My name is Jeremy Thompson, and I've worked at Haley House approximately 5 months and 2 weeks and a few hours. Haley House here is just like a big community, big family. No other place like this in Boston.
You guys like working here?
I love working here.
I don't work here. I live here. My bed's out on the side.
You like tomato? This is our kitchen. This is where all the magic happens. We bake approximately about 500 muffins every day, about 200 cookies every morning. That's our staple, is our chocolate chip cookie right now. It tastes like heaven. Closer to heaven you're going to get without getting there, actually.
For almost 6 years, the Haley House Bakery Cafe has been the neighborhood place where people gather around healthy and homemade food. More than that, it's teaching people just out of prison the secret to making their popular chocolate chip cookies and to keeping a job. This is all a part of the Haley House's transitional employment program, known to its members, like Joseph Bartley, as the temp program.
The temp program was designed to have guys come out of the halfway house and to come in and bake cookies. But it wasn't really about the cookies. It was about guys having a place to come for employment, to first get familiar with working and, you know, just being able to function out here and to just come together and talk about issues that we were faced with.
Bartley is a graduate of the six-month-long temp program and has recently taken over its leadership along with Roland Worrell. I asked them how they ended up at the Haley House.
You know, I used to do a lot of stealing cars. I used to rob, sell drugs. I wasn't a good person in the community. I wind up going to prison, did 11 years, 8 months in federal institutions.
When you were finally sentenced, did that come as a shock to you?
I mean, I've been in jail before, but that long sentence, that's what it really took for me to really realize, you know, I wasn't really doing nothing out there. It really kind of like saved me in a funny way.
When the end of your sentence was approaching and you were thinking about getting out, what was going through your head?
Nervousness. That right there was really like, man, what am I going to do? I have no more money. I'm a convicted felon. I'm 35 years old. I didn't have a real work history, so I knew it was going to be extremely hard for me. Besides the Haley House, I wasn't finding nothing. I mean, I went on interviews and, okay, we'll call you later, but I already knew what that was about.
Both Bartley and Worrell were celebrating their one-year anniversary of being released from prison.
1 year today.
1 year today,
yes.
Since you're...
That I made it out here. Yes.
So tell me, what does that feel like?
Yeah, it was a struggle. I had to deal with a lot of people coming, asking me if I wanted to, you know, get involved in this or get involved in that. And I had to turn them down because I'm focused. I have a vision.
Bartley says he resisted pressures from friends involved in illegal activities, in part because the temp program provided a support network, a group of people who were going through the same thing he was going through.
We call each other, we keep each other strong. If anybody have any issues, we put it out on the table, we all come together.
That sense of fraternity is only one aspect of the program, according to Glenn Martin.
Transitional jobs are extremely important for a segment of the population, the people who are coming out from prison.
Glenn Martin is at the Fortune Society, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting successful prisoner reentry.
It lends itself to individuals building what's called soft skills, how to engage your employer, how to talk about your criminal record, how to dress to go to work, how to handle stressful situations in the workplace. The other thing is that the best way to get a job, honestly, is to have a job.
Good man, Jonesy. Yeah. Good man.
Today's my year. 1 year home today.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Walked on you. Couldn't be a better day, huh?
Yes, it is.
Bartley hopes to one day open his own business. He says he'll employ people from all walks of life, just as long as they show up to work every day on time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maddie Neufeld.